Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. An interesting shaila came up recently with respect to boycotting Ben & Jerry's. Is boycotting something that halacha views as a relevant means of lowering the prices or of protesting? So we don't have any cases of protesting for political views, but we do have in Gemara some instances of trying to bring prices down. And one of them is found in today's Daf, Gemara and Sukkah, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara says halfway down the Amud here, Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Tarfon. We paskin like Rabbi Tarfon with respect to Hadassim, that if Shloshim, if all three Hadassim Ketumim, the tip were cut off, that's acceptable. And Ozda Shmuel Atame, this is Shmuel Ashitaso, Damar Lahu Shmuel Lahanu de Mizbane Asa, that those people who sell Hadassim, Ashra Vizvina, make sure that the prices remain the same. In other words, just because Sukkot is around the corner, don't hike up the prices. Don't hike up the prices because people need them. Because if you do that, the low, if you don't keep the prices the same, but you raise the prices, Darishan Lachuk Rabbi Tarfon, I'm going to Paschal Rabbi Tarfon. Which meant, Shmuel really Paschal Rabbi Tarfon that three Ketumim are good, but the minog was to have three shleimim, but if they hike up the prices, he's going to Paskin like the letter of the law. So you see that he did threaten them if boycotting, or at least changing the halacha, in order to maintain the prices low. So this isn't quite boycotting, but it is somehow using an avenue of keeping prices low. So the Tzemach Tzedek writes in Simon Chaf Ches, the Shailah, that the non-Jews were selling fish at a very expensive price because they saw the Jews were buying Lechavat Shabbos. So there's a higher demand, so let's raise the prices. So he wanted to know, they asked him the question, are you allowed to avoid buying fish Lechavat Shabbos to bring the prices back down? And he answered, based on a mission at the end of the first parak of Maseches Krisos, there's a maisa that the birds were very expensive, that when a woman was a Yoledis or a Zava and she needed to bring birds as karbanos, they became very expensive. They were a din or Zav. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel stood up. He said, this is a terrible thing. He's not going to until he changed the price, he's going to say that a woman, let's say she has to owe multiple karbanos. She had a debt of several karbanos. She only has to bring just one of them until we bring the prices back down. So there's some type of boycotting that took place there. So just like they were allowed to do that, legabe the halachas of the karbanos, the Tzemach Tzedek says, so too when it came to the fish prices, you're allowed to avoid buying fish lechavat Shabbos for the next several weeks until the prices come back down.